60 Minutes to 9, why are we so fascinated by cults, and do we exaggerate their impact on people's lives? Those questions will be addressed at an event at the Institute of Contemporary Art in London this weekend, and to debate them now, we're joined by Abby Freeman, who speaks on behalf of the family, or the Children of God, as it used to be known.
Good morning.
And by Graham Baldwin from Catalyst, which is a counselling service which deals with people who have been in cults. He's in the studio.
Good morning.
Establish one thing first. Abby Freeman, do you regard your organisation as a cult?
No, I don't regard it as a cult. I think a cult is a label that we put on small groups with unfamiliar beliefs. It's actually the same label that the Chinese government uses to justify their repression of the Falun Gong and the unregistered Christian churches, and I think it's a label that's used to demonise groups like myself quite unfairly.
Graham Baldwin, do you regard the Children of God, or the families it's now called, as a cult?
Yes, I do. Not because of what they believe, but what in fact they do and the damage they cause to individuals. And I think that's the
issue. Be a bit more specific. What is the criterion for deciding whether something's
I
a
think
cult?
The criteria that tended to become more used with people in the counselling field are groups that produce an unhealthy dependence on a group to the detriment of the individual. Both socially, mentally, medically, or in the question of ill health or whatever, and by using techniques that are generally considered to be unfair in the way that they recruit.
Abby Freeman, do you recognise any of those aspects, either in your own organisation or in what more generally one might call a cult?
Well, I think there's a generalization here that's being made. I can speak for my own organization. I don't feel that we use unfair techniques. I think in society today, there's a lot of problems. There's domestic violence, there's children being abused, there's fraud, there's manipulation, but these are problems in society as a whole. And I think to point the finger at the cults is a bit ridiculous because I don't think statistics actually bear it up. There was a survey done in Russia of the prison population. There's been quite a lot of concern in Russia by the Orthodox Church about cults. So a survey was done, and they found out of a prison population of 1 million, there was one person who was a cult member. So I think these generalizations don't have any factual basis.
The idea that we are so fascinated by cults, partly because I suppose because they are slightly mysterious, that we exaggerate their importance.
I don't think that's true. We get something like 2,000 calls a year in this country, in our own organization. Abby's own group produces a large number of people that are seeing us, both first generation members and second generation members. Abby's group sent the girls out on the streets to prostitute themselves to bring in new members.
That's a very serious allegation. I want to give Abby Freeman, before we go on, a chance to answer that.
Okay. We know girls were sent out to do prostitution. I think it's very wrong to say that. In the early days of our movement, as we were developing, we did have some unusual beliefs. We still do have. We don't break the law. If we broke the law, we would have had troubles many years ago. We've actually been investigated by the authorities in various countries. About 10 years ago, we had police raids on our communities, and in each case, the courts found we had done nothing wrong. So, again, these allegations don't have factual basis.
I just have to show something I have here, which I can show, Hooker for Jesus, which was from one of your own books. And there's a tremendous amount of other literature that you've produced.
All right, I don't want to get
I'm more concerned.
But can I ask you, we haven't got very much time. When you say people ring you up with problems, what sort of problems are we talking about?
Well, if you're talking about the family, it's people with
Or cults more generally.
We have people with having lost vast sums of money to groups. They've had psychiatric damage where they've needed to be hospitalised, that have become psychotic and so on. They've had their careers wrecked, they've had their family relationships wrecked.
I'd just like to give Abby Freeman a brief opportunity to answer that. I mean, is that sense that people become obsessional about cults, which worries people?
Well, I think, of course, in some cults there are probably some problems, just as there are in wider society. The point I'm trying to make is that it's exaggerated to say that these problems are limited to cults. And the extent of the problem, most people with religious beliefs are actually healthier, and they have more ability to deal with the stress of modern-day life than people without religious beliefs.
We must leave it there. Abby Freeman and Graham Baldwin, thanks both very much indeed.
Okay, thank you.
The time is 11 minutes to 9. How easily shocked are some listeners to this programme? We referred yesterday to the discovery in an Oxfam bookshop, as it happens, of a diary written by a 17-year-old girl back in the 1920s. In it, she ticked off